You are listening to episode 838. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for showing up, for giving yourself this time to sit down and meditate. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast, and I share meditation inspiration to help guide you into your own meditation. So I help to get you in the mood to meditate. And there's that part of us that can take a little time to transition from whatever you were doing throughout your busy day to a place of stillness. So I offer you a little mental mindset as you get ready to meditate. Every week we focus on a theme that we explore throughout the entire week, so you can really reap these benefits in your meditation. And our theme this week is positive self-image. And not only do we have a weekly theme we focus on, but each day is also customized with a different meditation technique. Today, it's for Wednesday, and you can listen to the meditations in any order you want, but I always share a different technique. So Wednesday, today's meditation, I share a mudra technique. It's often referred to as yoga in your hands. So I'll be sharing a simple mudra you can do, and we focus on some area of your life where you can apply these meditation techniques to create a beautiful meditation lifestyle for yourself. So for Wednesday, we focus on your spirit, or what feeds your spirit, getting excited about your life again, something that makes you want to get up in the morning and start learning and start doing and start growing and living your life in a unique way. So you'll be using this mudra to help you to light that fire within you again. So before I settle you in and before you go off into your meditation, I want to get you started with a little bit of information about the mudra today. Now, mudras, if you're not familiar with them, they're simply a way to help you focus your mind. And when you hold a mudra, I share mudras that you do with your hands, although you can do full body mudras. And in today's mudra, you'll hold your hand in a particular way, and mudras stimulate a corresponding region of your brain to help you as you manage stress or whatever it is you're trying to improve in your life. So with today's mudra, it is called the Vajrapradama Mudra. And I always leave a photo on my website over at sipandom.com. That's where you can find this meditation series, which is the Positive Image Meditation Series. You'll find the links to all this meditation inspiration I'm sharing with you this whole week, as well as the techniques and any references and resources I mention throughout the week. And I have mentioned several studies already in this series. So this is part 4 of this 7-part week-long series on improving your self-image. And I will say that I'm going to get you started meditating here. I'll inspire you, help you focus your mindset on our theme, and share a technique with you that you can use in your own meditation. And then you go into your meditation. Now, if you want to be guided in a meditation, I offer a subscription membership site where every week you get a full week's worth of meditations delivered to your inbox. And that also allows you access to a membership site and a soon-to-be-released app. And you can easily be guided in all these meditations. It is 50 cents a day for a full guided meditation. So you can't beat that if you love to be guided in a meditation. It's the same technique and focus and theme that I share with you on these podcast episodes, but it's totally uninterrupted, just beautifully guided, leaving music to play at the very end, because I know that many of you requested that I play the music 10, 20 minutes longer at the end so you can really go deeply into your meditation. So that's what I offer on the sipandom.com website. It's actually called Slow Down Nation, this particular membership site and app. So you can have a home for the meditation part of you. Well, in today's meditation, this mudra I've been telling you about, you can also find that on my Facebook page at Sip and Om. And it's a simple one to do. You don't have to do this in your meditation, but you might try it. Many people are surprised by the benefits they receive from mudras. This is the Vajrapradama mudra. And it's a mudra to help you feel strong in your confidence, to have a lot of self-confidence. So as we go through challenges in our lives, especially if you're going through a difficult experience, it's so easy to doubt yourself when your resistance is low. You feel vulnerable and exposed, and your inner strength can just be sapped. So when you feel weakened like this, whether it is physical, mental, or emotional, this is when you start to feel small. You start to doubt yourself, and you start to wonder if all these great things that you're doing for yourself, such as this meditation ritual you have for yourself, you start to wonder if really actually even makes a difference at all. Because if it made a difference, then surely you would feel stronger or more confident. So I want you to know that whatever you're going through, and when you go through a time where your self-image is plummeting, perhaps, you can do simple techniques to help you remember who you are and how strong and resilient you are. So this is a technique that will help you. One way to remember that part of yourself that's so easy to let go of when you're feeling weak or worried or fearful, you can focus on strengthening some other area of your life. So if you're feeling frightened or vulnerable, you can do something to make your body stronger, such as go for a walk or exercise. This will empower you. Or let's say you are physically suffering right now. Well, you could meditate and do things emotionally and mentally to strengthen yourself. And this will also help you to feel hopeful and reassured that you're going to become stronger, you're going to get better physically. So you can strengthen different aspects of yourself. Work with all of yourself. Don't think, oh, if you know one part of your life isn't going so well, that, oh, you're just down and out and that's it, it's all over. Know that there are many parts of you that you can work with. And so do what you can to pull from areas of your life that are strong when you're feeling weakened in other areas of your life. So one way to do this is through using mudras, which I'll share with you today, and also by remembering your passions, feeding your soul, that inner spark. And these are often the first to go when you're feeling destitute or really downtrodden. You start to lose your passion. You can even feel like your passion, those passions are reserved for where things are going pretty well in your life. And when they're not going so well, you don't have the energy or the focus, or you may even feel like you don't deserve to experience your passions. So whatever you are experiencing now in your life, try and rekindle things that really light you up, your spark, your passion. If you love to paint or cook or travel, even if you can't go anywhere, you could read a travel book or put up a photo of someplace you'd like to see, someplace on your bucket list. Whatever it may be for you, strengthen your passions. Keep that fire burning. This is going to help feed and fuel your confidence, especially when you feel down. So, as you go into your meditation, place your hands on your lap with your palms upward. And let's do the Vajra Pradama Mudra. You're going to intertwine your fingers together and your thumbs will be outward. You can raise your hands up to your chest, your heart there, your heart chakra. Your hands, or rather your fingers, are intertwined. So your palms are facing your chest. And your thumbs are just upward, with the rest of your fingers intertwined. You can hold this mudra for 5 to 10 minutes at a time, anytime you need to feel your own inner strength, where you're pulling from your own inner reserves. Go ahead now and go into your meditation. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.